listener production.
Hi, it's Dan Fleck here. A man's been charged with murder following an alleged Raymond Terrace assault. Police say they were called to Cambridge Avenue yesterday following reports a man had been found with serious head injuries. A 38-year-old was treated by paramedics but died at the scene. Another man, aged 29, was taken to hospital for assessment. He's been charged and refused bail ahead of facing local court today. The state's east coast is set to cop a battering today. The Weather Bureau forecasting damaging wind gusts of up to 100 k's an hour from the north coast right down to Sydney. A 72k gust was recorded at Nobby's overnight. Senior meteorologist Angus Hines says we could see some damage following the weekend's downpour.
Following that up with a strong burst of southerly winds does mean that potentially a few of those trees could be a little bit loose, and we might see a bit of damage to the trees along coastal New South Wales as we get this burst of strong southerlies.
Penny Wong has suggested the federal government's considering recognising Palestinian statehood. The foreign minister said it could build momentum towards peace in the Middle East. A majority of Aussies want the country to move towards renewable energy but won't accept higher bills for it to happen. That's after what's being called the biggest survey into Australian opinions on energy transition by the CSIRO. 82% of respondents put affordability as a top priority. And Coca-Cola's quietly increased Fanta's sugar content by 60%, or an extra 4 teaspoons. Wholesale changes at the Roosters ahead of taking on the Knights in Newcastle tomorrow. Both skipper James Tedesco and Sam Walker have been ruled out under concussion protocols, with Joey Manu playing fullback and Connor Watson moving into the halves. Former Knights star Dom Young is also out for the Chooks after copping a 2-game ban from the NRL judiciary. Newcastle 17's unchanged from last week. However, Greg Marju has been added to an extended bench. And Jets young gun Lucas Moragas is a late call-up to the Ollyroos ahead of the start of next week's AFC under 23 Asian Cup in Qatar. The Aussies take on Jordan first up in Doha on Monday.